So hi guys, a huge warm welcome to this video. In this session, I'd like to share with you how to do crow. So this is a really exciting pose to explore, and I want to make sure that we've got all the alignment cues in place because a lot more poses come from this pose in itself. So guys, just making sure that you've not got any injuries in the wrists, the shoulders and the arms that can impact or, you know, create any more injury. And just making sure that you're ready to go with this. So guys, let's get started. So guys, to begin this pose, our crow pose, we're going to start in a squat. So we're just going to make sure that we get the foundations of this pose because it leads on to the other poses that I'm going to be sharing later on in our series. So I'm just going to get us to come into a squat position with the feet hip width in distance. So if we just tuck the toes, if you're on your knees, you can just tuck your toes and you're just going to allow yourself just to lift up the knees. So I've got my feet around about hip width in distance, and it's different for us all. So we've all got different bodies and we must adjust and change things to suit our own body. So please do that at any point during the practice. So we're going to then bring the hands down to the floor, and I like to take them about shoulder distance, but you might find if you're a little bit tighter that a little bit wider might be more helpful. And I'm gonna allow myself, so I've got my knees opening here, even though I've got my feet hip width, I've got a little opening in my knees, and what I'm doing is I'm trying to get this upper arm to make contact with the inside of my knee. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little bend, like we're doing a chaturanga arm. I'm going to put a little bend into my elbow so it's moving directly back. And again, all these positions in the arms all add on. So I'm just going to allow myself just to bend into my elbow like I'm moving it back, and I'm just going to bring that contact. And this could be your first stage, just playing around, you know, with making contact here and getting that depth into your hips so that you can loosen everything off as well in the back. So from this position, guys, I've got two blocks, or I might use a cushion, and I'm just putting it in front because the main fear of this is falling and hurting our face and our head. So having them there just so that they can support me whenever I do the transition. So from here, I'm just going to spread my fingers, my middle finger's running forward. And again, you may adjust out a little bit, again, all depending on what works for you. And then I'm going to see if I can draw my shoulders down my back. So again, I'm just allowing myself just to find that strength and stability in my shoulders and my arms. And then I'm going to see if I can lift my bum, my elbow's bending back, and I've got that contact with my upper arm and the inside of my knee. And I'm just literally going to do that little transition a few times. So I'm just going to take the weight up and into my hands, onto my toes. I've still got contact. And then I'm going to come back down. And already you might feel the strength building. You might just stay there doing that today. Otherwise, this time, I'm just going to touch down lightly into my block. So don't worry if you've not got your block. You don't need it. I'm not going to put my whole weight of my head into the block. That's not the idea. It's just a little bit of weight, so I know that I'm not going to go and face plant. And then I'm going to take one foot off. And then I'm going to take the other foot off. Okay? And then I might take both off. So I'm going to keep transitioning. I'm going to keep playing until I get the confidence to transition, to keep them elbows on top of my wrist so that there's real foundation and strength, shoulders down the back, and then seeing if maybe my head can come off as well. And then when you get comfortable, you don't have to use that straight away, obviously. You can just have the cushion there and you can just play without them. That's just an added extra if you're wanting it, just where you build the strength. But you're just seeing where you can go, coming up and down with it, just playing around. And wiggling the wrists off at any point, just having that moment. And then again, just transitioning, zipping your belly and seeing where you can go with it. Okay, and then when you've finished, just sink yourself back down. Just have a minute Now guys, it's a really challenging pose. Take your time to build the strength around that and build up the strength in the wrists and that alignment. And then you can start to add on with the other poses as well. So guys, I hope that was helpful. And I look forward to sharing another video with you soon. Bye guys.